my stomach, feeling guilty. Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Daniel and Ryan are best friends who moved to LA to make it big in showbiz, but a decade later, neither one is quite famous. So Ryan is moving with his fiance to Edmonton, Alberta, and Daniel, who is secretly gay and may have a crush on his best friend, feels this is a big turning point that deserves doing something special. So they decide to shoot a movie over the weekend to commemorate their friendship. But what will they use for a plot? How about something they both know well? Something like a movie about two guys, Greg and Tim, making a movie. And what will their movie be about? Well, how about two guys named Jasper and Jake making a movie? And if they can stay away from edibles and pull themselves together, this film will surely be something extremely unique and dynamic. Extremely Unique Dynamic is also a new film written, directed, and starring Ivan Lung and Harrison Hsu as Daniel and Ryan and Greg and Tim and Jasper and Jake. Ivan is an actor and rap artist known for his love of tacos, while fellow actor Harrison has also struck it big as a voice actor specializing in anime and Korean soaps. This extremely unique film might be the only indie meta Asian American stoner coming of age bromantic dramedy ever made. Well, maybe. The film is having its international premiere at the 2024 Inside Out 2S LGBTQ Plus Film Festival on May 25th at 7 p.m. at Toronto's TIFF Lightbox. And I'm very pleased to have here with me via Zoom Harrison and Ivan to tell us more about Extremely Unique Dynamic. Hi, Ivan.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Harrison.
Hello.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for meeting with me.
We're really happy to be meeting with you, Daniel.
Great. So in this film, your characters are both Asian American actors working in LA, and you say you often show up at an audition for the same part. Now, the two of you couldn't look more different, but this is radio. So for the benefit of listeners, Ivan, can you describe what Harrison looks like?
Well, he's very handsome, has a really nice jawline, really great smile, very typical Asian American hair, which is like spiky thing. I am more on the cute side. I'm just joking.
Actually, Harrison, I think it's your turn. You describe Ivan.
Yeah, Ivan's such a charming, handsome young lad. He's got that Asian hair, not the Asian American spiky hair. He's got just, you know, a great smile. He's wearing a pearl necklace right now. Looks so great.
Thank you. Thank you. You're also wearing a pearl necklace, Harrison. I gave that to you. So
got lots of pearl necklaces going on here.
I know. I like to be fancy like that.
Okay, so Harrison, I want to clear something up. I think I just saw you a few months ago at the Toronto red carpet premiere of another indie meta Asian American coming of age romantic dramedy, also set in the backyards of LA, called Last Summer of Nathan Lee, which is also about a guy who's leaving LA permanently in that case, and whose best friend is gay. So tell me, is there any connection between the two movies, or is it a total coincidence?
I think it's a total coincidence, but I feel like when you make stuff subliminally, you just tap into the stuff that you know. So I think, you know, if you watch both movies, they are very different. But if you describe it that, like, describe that way, yeah, they do seem very alike. I never really thought about that.
Well, you die in the other one.
Hey, spoiler!
That was a literal plot of the movie.
Oh no! It's okay. It is the storyline. He's not moving to Edmonton. He's dying, which is worse. No, Edmonton's a wonderful city, and I've been there. It's a nice place.
They got a great mall.
They do. It's enormous, and they have a beautiful chateau hotel there too. Yeah. Why did you choose Edmonton?
Well, I was the one that chose Edmonton, actually. Oh, because I had a friend named, not named, Edmonton. That just sounds like a really fancy name. But he lived in Edmonton, and that was probably the only Canadian. No, not the only Canadian. The first Canadian I've ever met. And I was wondering, where the heck is Edmonton? And then
It's
I looked it up, and I was like, oh, pretty.
pretty far north. So,
Yeah.
Ivan, how close are the characters in the movie to yourself, your real self?
I think that because we were able to make such a fun meta dramedy that I could say you're gonna see me at my most authentic, my most vulnerable, and the closest character I've ever played, closest to myself. So, I guess you guys gotta watch it.
Okay, well, Harrison, how about you? And what is different about your role from real life?
I'm a lot more charming in real life, a lot funnier. No. I think one of the great comments that we keep getting after our screenings, we've played at two festivals now. Inside Out's going to be our third. One of the things that people have come up to us and said after they see our Q&A is, during the Q&A, it seems like the characters from the screen are now 3D in real life in front of us. It kind of continues on. So I feel like a lot of people see ourselves and our dynamic as something that pops up in real life. So I would say, because of that feedback we've gotten, I feel like it's pretty similar. But also, it's up for audience interpretation after watching the movie of like what storylines are real, what's fictional. Yeah, it's all part of the illusion.
I'm also really a lot more normal in real life and a lot more funnier.
Okay. Did you guys know each other before the film? Have you known each other a long time?
We've known each other for probably 10 years. I met Harrison in my first acting class, actually. I just saw him on Shameless, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's the guy on Shameless. And then I was so bad at acting when I first started that I got kicked out of my acting class. And then we reunited probably like 4 years later at an audition because, we went out for the same role. He asked me to go to a grocery store to eat food because he's very cheap, and the friendship just started there.
So you're not childhood friends.
It feels like we've been childhood friends.
Or just childish friends.
We're childish.
Childhood. Yeah.
Ivan, in this film, your character has a tendency to break into freestyle rap in the middle of a question, and I've heard you on YouTube where you seem to have quite the following. I wonder, can you riff spontaneously about your new film?
My new film is really good. You got to go. I know you would. Come on to Inside Out Toronto. Come on, let's go, burrito.
Excellent. Excellent. Harrison, the movie includes a montage of places in LA that
Yeah.
it's sort of like a montage of places you go. So what are the notable places that you visit?
Ooh, we visit a frutas fruit stand in front of LACMA. Amazing Mexican fruit. We go to Porto's, or we eat a Porto's guava cheese strudel, which is a staple of LA. We have carne asada fries, which weren't up to standard for Ivan, who's from San Diego. And what else do we? Oh, In-N-Out, of course, In-N-Out, classic.
In-N-Out burger. So at one point you say, oh, LA prices. Are you saying things are cheap in LA or expensive in LA?
Are you kidding? It's expensive. It's
Okay.
so expensive. Canada prices are much better.
Okay, I've never been to LA, so I don't know, but yeah.
I heard how much cheaper the stuff in Costco is and how much better selections in Costco is from Harrison. And I'm like, oh man, I really want to go shopping at Costco in Canada.
This is also a stoner movie with giant bongs and edibles playing a big part, edible gummies playing a big part in the film. So, were you stoned at all during the shooting of the film?
Of course not. We're professionals. We would never do that.
I'm
Are you kidding? How dare you ask that, Daniel?
sorry, how about in the creative process?
NDA?
Yes.
Is there an NDA?
Yes, yes. Yeah, don't worry. No one will hear. No one listens to this show.
No one. Yeah. So for all the people back home, we were maybe high.
It's legal in Canada.
Oh, yes. Yes. It is legal. Yeah, we were very high eating Thai food on the floor. And this was last February. And we came up with this idea. And I think because we were so high, this meta thing just blew our minds and we ran with it.
And we also, like, we don't like to back down. So Harrison was like, are we really going to do it? And I'm like, well, of course. Will we actually do it? And then Harrison's like, yeah, of course we would. And then, you know, after we said that, our Asian male pride would not let us not.
Speaking of Asian male pride, Ivan, your character, I think in the movie, says the typical male Asian role has gone from nerd to unattainable in just like 5-10 years.
I know. It really sucks for the people that are just like, you know, lovable average guys like us. And, you know, I just hope that everyone wants to come to the TIFF Lightbox 3 on Saturday at Toronto to see lovable average guys just wanting to make you laugh for Extremely Unique Dynamic.
Harrison, your character is often talking about the marketing aspect of the film. Did that come into play when you were making the film, or is that just made up for the dialogue?
Oh, yes. I will say what Ivan just did, plugging the movie, brought a tear to my eye. I know listeners can't see my face, but I am bawling because I'm so happy that Ivan really just, you know, took the reins with the marketing. But, I mean, in real life, I am a film marketer. So a lot of the stuff we talked about was very true and authentic. And now it's even more meta that as a film marketer, I'm marketing the movie about my character, who's a film marketer, who's making a movie about two guys making a movie about two guys making a movie. And this right now is technically marketing for the movie. So, wow. So
that's cosmic.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the funniest scenes, I saw a digital copy. I haven't seen it on the big screen yet, but I thought one of the funny scenes is when you Google something, it's actually, you call it giggle. And there's a whole series of hilarious possible questions that pop up, but it goes by very quickly. So I think people who see the movie are going to have to watch the digital version afterwards as well so they get those. But can you give a hint of some of the things that were written there?
Ivan, give it in PG form.
Yes.
I will say that there are a lot of phallic things that you could see on it, but not in... And, you know, just vegetables.
Yeah, like how to tickle a pickle.
Yeah, and hugs and, you know, abs.
Abs, yeah, all of that good stuff. Daniel, did you pause it at any point to read everything?
Yeah, I did. It was pretty funny. I was waiting, and it sort of gave an outline of the entire movie. Or not all the movie, but the essence of the movie.
It set the tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, what they don't expect is the feelings that they're going to feel afterwards.
So, finally, do you have any plans to shoot a sequel, say, in Edmonton?
I would love to. The only thing is, hey, if anyone's listening that has a budget, I'm totally down to come to Edmonton.
Great. Ivan and Harrison, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Writer, director, actors Ivan Leung and Harrison Chu's new film, Extremely Unique Dynamic, is having its international premiere at Toronto's Inside Out Film Festival next Saturday at the TIFF Lightbox. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.